Why, thank you so much for that nachas call. Ah, so much better to hear things like that. Thank you, thank you. Yes, and do have a good night. Thank you, thank you. Ah, hello, Simcha.
Hi, Tati.
Simcha, I'm so proud of you. Rabbi Getzelmith has called me to inform me that no one, do you hear what I said? No one has been complaining about being bullied by you. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful news?
That's because my practical jokes are more thought out nowadays. If someone doesn't do what I want, I just play a good practical joke that's hard to trace back to me.
Excuse me, did you hear anything I just said?
I deny having anything to do with the joke. Every kid deep down knows it's me, but they can't prove it. That's why they do whatever I ask, or else.
Simcha, I'm talking to you. Do you hear me?
Sure I hear you. I heard every word you just said.
Oh, really? Repeat what I just told you.
Simcha, I'm talking to you. Do you hear me?
Oh, Simcha. Sometimes I really wonder if you are sincerely trying to change for the better.
Everyone come into the dining room. Sit down for supper.
Wow, it smells delicious. Come, let's go eat supper.
Mendy always pulls his chair out and then sits down without looking to see if the chair is still there. This gives me an idea.
Okay, I'm sitting right here. Ow! Ow! Hey, Simcha. What'd you pull out the chair from under me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to sit in that chair?
Very funny. Of course I was going to sit on it. You're still playing practical jokes. Tati?
Simcha, are you back to your old tricks? Again?
Chas v'sholem. I'm constantly working on doing tshuva. Don't you notice?
Oh, yeah? Then how do you explain why you pulled out my chair, huh?
What's there to explain? I was on my way to my seat. I saw the chair blocking my path. So I simply moved it to the side.
Moved? You yanked it right out from under me.
No. Now you're getting technical. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry. I'm gonna sit down to eat.
All right. Let's be done with kafsuchus. Simcha, we're going to believe you're telling the emes. Just please, be a little more careful around people.
Sure, Mom. No problem. Yes! Am I good or what? Sure, I'll be more careful. That is, careful to pull up more practical jokes.
Could you please put ketchup on my plate?
Here you go, Schaeffler. Here's the ketchup. I'll pour it in for you.
Are you using that fork over there? Could I have that for you?
Oh, well, this stuff is good. Speaking about second portion, could I have a second portion also?
Can I have that salt, please? Thank you.
Oh, I say, this is really quite a meal. Oh, I think this is one of the best suppers of the whole week. You know, I'm married for quite a number of years, and I just tell you, your mother's cooking gets better all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious. It really is good.
Yeah, I have to say so myself.
Wowee!
Your face looks like a clown. Look what you did with the ketchup.
I know what he's going to be for Purim.
Could I have more string beans, please? After I finish with the ketchup, could I have some ketchup, too?
Could I have more ketchup?
Are you going to spread it all over your face again?
It'd be nice if you sat down and joined us, please, you know. If you need more, we'll just go into the kitchen and get it ourselves. Thank you.
Pleasure to sit with the family together.